I'm here at Mulgoa Rise in the Sydney Basin watching my daughter's soccer match. So if you've got children, I've got six children, and they grow up past the 11, 12, they start playing on a Sunday. So I'll start in the morning watching my daughter play, then I'll eventually watch my son play AFL, Australian football, in the afternoon. And this podcast will be about soccer fields and the thorny issue of drainage. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I give you sort of some insight into science and what's going on. So I'm in the city of Sydney on the east coast of Australia, and in general you fly into Sydney, or mostly you fly in from Melbourne, so you'd fly up the coast, or you fly down along the down from Brisbane. But if you fly inland, say from Singapore or something like that, you're flying over the Blue Mountains, and you look down, and it's generally an evening flight to fly in. You look down and you'll see, you look at, used to looking at various cities, and Sydney will be an amazing thing, because it'll be these glowing rectangles as far as the eye can see, right up to the airport. So every suburb looking down will have this glowing rectangle. And you're used to things being illuminated when you look out, but usually there's a building or something which is illuminated, but this is just illuminated fields. And indeed, every suburb has one or two well illuminated football fields, and there's training most nights a week, and most children, or almost all children, play various sports. It's going to go, Ceci. Yeah, so the government pays $100 per child to get into a sport. And so there's tennis courts, everything's lit up at night. It's the major thing happening. So there's all these football fields. So there's up the Blue Mountains, these football fields, and it sort of starts off in April. And there's generally a large amount of rain happening as the wet weather from the Indian Ocean comes across and dumps on this side of the Blue Mountains. It sort of misses a lot of Australia, so it's all dry, but it all pours into the subtropical Blue Mountains area. So it is quite subtropical. I can remember when you first come to Sydney, it's quite humid, but now it's just, you're unaware of it. You're sort of acclimatised to it. So it's quite a warm place. Now, the result is that the older soccer fields up the mountains get closed, and so you can have a lot of matches which are called off early in the season, namely because the soil and grass type. The grass is built for cricket, and the soil's there, and so if you play on it too early on in the season, it gets closed down, and in general, you turn up at a soccer field and the groundsman's there and it's been closed. The fields are maintained by the local councils, and the councils will close them because it's all about money. It's very expensive to repair a completely trashed soccer field. And in general, the older soccer fields are dual-purpose cricket and soccer fields. So the general story is that you get a general story about how from these people how the drainage is not perfect, and the drainage up in our little part of the Blue Mountains around Blaxland, that's apparently very poor drainage, and so it's closed very early on, just really close to our side, really close to getting a goal, but didn't get it. there's something about just putting a soccer field on standard soil, and the grass is meant to capture the water. It's part of grass's survival technique. It's supposed to hold the water in the area. And it's really, grass is not supposed to be planted next to each other. So it's okay in its natural environment, but the way that it is at the moment, it's not designed to provide good drainage. And so this Mulgoa Rise is one of these pop-up suburbs. So 5 years ago, this area was basically paddocks, and by the age of project planning and computer generation, they've they're able to just, it's almost like within 5 years they've using project management and stuff like that, they've assembled a suburb, a pop-up suburb. So Mulgoa Rise, there's the uplift of the Blue Mountains of sandstone, there's a bit of sandstone, and then there's a little shale ridge escarpment, and behind this escarpment pop in a valley, so you can't see it. So it's farmland, and you suddenly drive around a corner, and eighth of an acre, two-story buildings everywhere, and it looks as though it's been computer-generated, and we're surrounded by a soccer field with these huge screens. And so given that you have such a long discussion each time of drainage each time with the heavy rains which occur here early on in the season and also later in the season, it seems to be raining all winter in my recollection. I sort of asked them about, this is a legendary field, it's opened all the time, I've heard it's open all the time, when everything else is closed, this is open. And they basically pressed the button when they were building the suburb and said, look, we want that's my daughter's going there, oh yes, we saved another goal. They just basically went to the engineers, say, we want a field which is open all the time. And so they've got the maximum slope allowable on a field, which is one thing. And then they just shipped in over several hectares, several metres of sand, and then put on several, so obviously no clay involved in this whatsoever. Oh, saved a game. Poured it in. So I was thinking that there would be some engineering way that they could drain. There's a usual way of using agricultural drainage pipes and rocks and stuff like that. But for this playing field, they just pressed the button. So then I actually spoke with the groundspeople here, and they said, oh, the problem is that it is just a gigantic sand pit. And sand erupts in the middle of the soccer field, and it's not really good soil, not good rich soil for the turf. And again, as you speak to people, they'll come into a soccer field and say, oh, look at the species of grass here. And grass all looks same to me, but apparently there's a special mix of cricket grass and soccer grass and another third grass. Although they've achieved it, everything's relative. And so these people here, although they've got a drainage-proof field, are jealous of our fields, which have better turf, and are struggling with it here. So besides getting aware that you're very in a computer-generated GPS laser-lined-up environment. Unlike the other suburbs, the pavement is exactly straight. Everything is laser precision constructed. The lampposts are of the same height. There's no overhead wires or anything. It's a very clean suburb, and everything's, absolutely spanking brand new. But the actual lines are now generated, the soccer field lines are now generated by computer. And so they're now absolutely dead straight. There's none of this... Ceci! Oh, shit, my daughter got knocked up. I'm going to go look at it. Bye. Let's go over and see. Right, bye.